Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
It's easy to miscommunicate via text message because you can't tell people's tone. Like, sometimes you get a text message, you don't put a smiley face in the right spot. It's like, oh man, do they think I'm mad at them now? Or like the other day when I texted my friend who owes me some money and I said, hey, I'm going to kill you and your entire family if you don't pay me.
What?
Again, didn't hear the tone.
Oh.
Didn't hear the tone. And then next thing I'm explaining to cops, like, it's just a big miscommunication.
Yeah.
You know?
Joking.
I probably shouldn't say anything else about it because I got a court date coming up, so I probably shouldn't talk about that anymore. But it is hard to tell things via text message. And Dennis, who's on the phone with us, thinks that he might have screwed up his chances with a girl named Jordan because of a texting error. We'll find out about that in just a second. But first, Dennis, what's up?
Hello.
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 Before we get into the texting thing, let's just talk about the girl that you want to call. What's her name?
Her name is Jordan.
Cool. Where'd you meet lovely Jordan?
I met her at a bar.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So is the date that you want to talk about at the bar where you met her, or you went out somewhere else?
Well, I saw her and met her at the bar, and then we hung out there for like an hour.
Oh.
And then I've been hoping to get like an official date, but this is sort of like the introduction date.
Like an insta date right
so,
away.
Okay.
What was that like? I mean, why did you approach her? Did she approach you?
I was at the bar with a group of friends, and it was my turn to get the round of drinks. So I go up to the bar, and I see this very beautiful woman. It's Jordan.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad it wasn't somebody else.
Yeah. And she was standing behind Jordan, and I was like, wow, I got to talk to her. And then unfortunately, Jordan started talking. I was like, I guess I'll just deal with these scraps.
No.
Okay, so you went to get drinks, and then that's when you saw her.
Yeah, you know, I saw her, I complimented her on her shoes, and I asked, what are you drinking? And she said, I'm having a Cosmo. And I said, ooh, that sounds good. I think I'll have one too. And so I got
her. A Cosmo, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't normally drink Cosmos, but it was just, you know, I just kept going back to the bar and kept ordering myself Cosmos. And she...
Did you buy her Cosmos too, though? I'm just making sure.
Just the first one.
Okay.
Okay. And then other than that, you seem like you're a Cosmo, like, alcoholic at that point.
Yeah. I mean, it looked kind of weird. And she called me out on it.
Oh.
That's cute.
Yeah. She was like, you know, are you a big Cosmo drinker? And I was like, yeah. I mean, I drink Cosmos all the time.
Yeah. Cosmos for life, man.
Yeah.
And then she was like, really? And I was like, no, not really. I normally drink beer. But it was a good excuse to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, that's cute.
And smart.
And it seems sincere. What was her response to that?
She thought it was pretty cute. And she's like, oh, I mean, that's weird, but it's nice.
All right.
Hopefully, weird, but nice.
Yeah. That's always a good compliment.
Yeah.
Hey, weirdo, but I still think you're a good person.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you had an enjoyable conversation with her, though.
Yeah. I mean, and then on the third trip, I offered to buy her another one. And I sort of ditched my friends and sat next to her.
Okay. And your friends, of course, were watching this whole thing and egging you
on. Yeah, no, they were very cool about it. They know I'm pretty shy in these kind of things. And so they were just like, thumbs up.
I mean, after three Cosmos, nobody's shy anymore.
Yeah. It took about three to get me to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did the night end for you guys?
I mean, she said she had to go meet some friends, and I was like, oh, a boyfriend? And she was like, no, I'm meeting with a girlfriend. And I was like, oh, fantastic. I'd love to, you know, hang out with you sometime. And we exchanged numbers, and that was that. We texted a bit afterwards.
Okay, and is that when the texting mistake happened that you talked about in your email?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So basically, I have another friend named Jordan, and he's a guy friend. And I just mixed up the texts. Well, he messaged me that he went out with a new girl last night. And I joked. I texted him and said, you should probably get an STD check. They're like $75.
Wait, and that went to her?
Please tell me you texted that to her.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What did she write back? Like, why?
Is she even talking to you?
The first response was like, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, when I realized my mistake, I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. That was a joke. I have another friend named Jordan. Totally did not mean to send that. And it just made me look more and more guilty.
Yeah. She totally thinks that you're writing to some girl telling her that she needs to go get an STD check because she slept with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I could see why she's not going out on a date with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so it doesn't look good. And so that's why I contacted you guys, because she seems really great. And I feel like I would be missing out if I didn't try to
give her an STD.
You know,
no, go on a date with her.
No, really, though.
Okay.
You're clean, though, right? Like, I mean, whatever you had in the past, you've gotten taken care of.
I've never had anything. I'm very clean.
Okay.
Well, it's time to live. It's time to live, Dennis.
It's time to live.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and see if we can get you another date in your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey.
Dude, look what you just made me do.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings.
Today's second date update is a lesson to always double check your text messages before you send them.
Yes.
It's a good lesson in life.
Yeah, you send some missed texts sometimes. Usually there's something you can get out of, unless, of course, you're telling your date that she should go get an STD check. And probably hard to talk your way out of that one, right, Dennis?
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, Dennis is on the phone. He wants to call a girl named Jordan. They met at a bar. He was drinking a bunch of Cosmos to try to impress her because that's what she was drinking. And then they talked for about an hour. They exchanged numbers, and that was it. That was their date. But they were texting back and forth after, and his buddy named Jordan texted him and said that he had hooked up with somebody. And Dennis responded, "You should go get an STD check now. It's like $75. Mm-hmm. But he sent it to the wrong Jordan.
Oh,
the
God.
Girl that he was talking to got that text, and she stopped talking to him. So we're about to get her on the phone right now and see if we can explain and maybe get Dennis another date.
I don't know that this is going to do any good, Dennis. I mean, like you said, you tried to explain already, and the more you explain, the more guilty you look. Now you're having us call her.
I figure it's just a Hail Mary. You know, like, meeting her, she's just so beautiful.
Okay.
Definitely out of my league. I'm just doing what I can.
Okay.
Now, I could call her and pretend like I'm from a doctor's office and say, "Hey, we haven't seen you yet for your STD check. I'd like to get you in here."
No, please don't do that.
Yeah, that's a good choice, Dennis.
All right. Well, I'll dial her phone number right now, see if we can get her on the phone, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Jordan, please?
This is Jordan.
Hey, what's up, Jordan? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm fine. How are you?
Not too bad. What's going on today with you, Jordan?
What do you mean?
I don't know. You running errands or something? You got
it's
laundry to do? I got some laundry I need
calling.
To do.
I mean, I have work tonight, but
nice.
Why are you guys calling me?
Sorry.
You recently met a dude named Dennis.
Dennis?
Yeah. You met a guy named Dennis at a bar the other day, right? He can throw back Cosmos like a champ.
Oh, my God.
Impressed. You were impressed, weren't you?
I mean, with Cosmos, sure.
Yeah, of course. It takes a man to be able to throw down like 5 or 6 Cosmos in one sitting, you know?
Something like that, I guess. I mean, what's the point? Why are you talking about Dennis?
Well, Dennis listens to our show, and we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. So Dennis emailed us because he says that you've kind of trailed off a little bit, and he wants to know if he did something wrong.
Oh, God. I mean, did he tell you what he texted me?
Yeah.
He did. And have you gotten checked?
That's not the right question, Jubal.
No, didn't feel it necessary to get checked. But,
oh, my God.
So he told you that he texted me about the STD check.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he told us he tried to explain it, but he feels like you think he was lying.
Yes.
I told him I would feel the same way. Like, anybody who's going to get that text from basically he's a stranger. I mean, you spent 1 hour with him. Like, why would you believe him?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's exactly right. So, and then there was, like, the rest of the stuff that he said, so.
What, like when
the rest
he was,
of the stuff that he said?
When he was trying to tell you that it was meant for his friend Jordan instead of you, you mean?
No, like, after that. Like, there was like, a lot more that he said.
About what? He told us that he sent you that STD joke, And then he was like trying to over-explain, and it seemed like he was lying. That's all he told
us. Oh, yeah. I mean, it got like way worse after that. Like, I don't know what is up with him. Like, it was really weird.
Wait, how can it get worse than you should go get an STD check that costs $75? Like, that seems as bad as it could get to me.
Oh, no. Like, he kept going. Like, he told me a whole bunch of stuff.
Like, what?
So he sent, you know, the STD thing. Oh, my God. Sorry. It was a joke. A friend. Blah, blah. And then he started, without me asking, like, he was telling me basically, like, his sexual history.
What? Wait, like, how many partners he's had and stuff?
Yeah, like, exactly that. Like, he was like, oh, I, like, haven't really been with that many girls. And I was like, okay, like, that's fine. And he was like, it was only, like, three women that I've been with. And
he's
like, and the first time I was a junior in high school, there was this girl, and I only got to second base. And then, like, you know, I didn't say anything because, like, I don't know. I feel like stuff like that, that's, like, not something you necessarily just tell someone that you've just met.
So wait, yeah. Like, he did, like, a novel of all of his sexual history back to junior high where he touched some girl's boob.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was talking about, like, and he's like, and the next time I was in college and I experimented with a girl.
Whoa.
It's like, okay.
What were you texting back to him in the middle of all this? Like, why would he keep going?
When he started doing, like, going back, giving me all these really specific examples, I didn't say anything. Like, I didn't know what to say. I was just kind of, like, sitting there. Like, I would start typing, like, oh, that's cool. But I didn't send it. So I'm assuming, like, he just kept going. Like, and the only other woman that I ever did something with was, she was much older, and we didn't go all the way.
Oh,
I was, like,
gosh.
Really intimidated. And, I didn't know what to do. Like, what do you say to a person like that?
I think he was trying to tell you that he wasn't experienced enough to get an STD, even though it only takes one person to give you an STD.
Yeah.
But I think that, I'm guessing that was him trying to say, see, I'm innocent. Look how inexperienced I am.
That's exactly what I was trying to say.
Hang on, Dennis. You're not supposed to talk yet.
Wait a second. Is that Dennis on the line?
Yeah, he's on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Yeah, Jordan. I'm trying to be honest and open. That text was so embarrassing that, you know, I felt like I need to explain myself. And, you know, you responded with dot, 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 and I thought that just meant explain yourself. And so, you know, I just wanted to put your mind at ease. I just wanted to, like, explain my entire history to say, like, the chances of me getting an STD are, like, next to none. In fact, they're none.
Well, Dennis, like, you have to know how weird that is. Like, it's very strange to give away that much specific information to someone you just met about your personal history.
I mean, I'm very excited, you know. you're very beautiful. You're definitely out of my league. So I just, you know, I'm a little inexperienced, and I feel like I gave the wrong message with that initial text.
The whole message.
Yeah, it wasn't the initial text, Dennis. I think that's the thing, is it's all of the texts afterwards are, I think, the nail in the coffin for you.
But I was very open and honest. You got to give me that.
Give him credit.
You do have to give him credit for that, Jordan. That is missing, I feel like, in today's world. And I do. I think so. And did you have fun with him at the bar?
I mean, at the bar, yes, but it's just too much, man. It's just way too much. Like,
and Jordan, you got to give him credit because I would be mortified if all of this information was coming out. And he seems cool with everything, you know? Like, you seem like you're pretty solid in who you are, at least, Dennis.
I am solid. You know, I'm nice. I'm honest. I'm very open. And, you know, I'm just not very sexually experienced.
I think we know that now.
I'm nice, honest, and not very sexually experienced. That's the kind of dude that I think you should go out with again, Jordan. Would you like to go out on another date with Dennis? We will pay for it.
I don't know. I mean, sure, I appreciate Dennis that you're, like, an honest guy, but I'm sorry. He's just too, like, socially awkward. Like, he just doesn't know what to say, I guess, in, like, a romantic situation. And quite frankly, that's just not really something I'm looking for, you know? Like, I don't have a desire to be, like, romantic teacher dating person for someone.
Oh,
like, I can see that,
I'm sorry,
too.
But it's just not what I want.
But if I got better at it, would you be open to revising that statement?
Wow. So direct.
And how do you plan on getting better at it, Dennis?
Yeah.
I mean, just practice. Like, I can meet other people, but, uh-huh. you seem really terrific, and if I just circle back...
Huh?
He's so awkward.
I feel like Dennis is going to get arrested in some prostitution ring.
Yeah. I mean... Dennis, like, very sweet of you. I'm very flattered that you've taken such an interest in me, but I won't pretend like I know the future, but I just get the feeling this is just not it for me.
Okay.
Oh.
But maybe, like, if you wanted to use me as a booty call or something.
There you go, Jordan.
Oh, man.
Hey, doesn't that turn you on, Jordan? Aren't you ready for that?
The thought of a very inexperienced man in my bed.
Dude.
You know, sure, why not? If I ever felt like it someday, maybe I'll call you for a booty call.
Hey!
That's awesome. That's great. I mean, I am totally into that. If you ever want to call, I'm just... My door is always open.
Oh, man. And I bet he's good at dirty
Sounds
talk,
like it.
Too.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Waiting for